me
Most of what he said was just lies.
and you said what?
I think so. You're saying most of what he said were just lies. And the fact
Everything
that
about Senzu is a he Senzu feels insecure about something, and he tries to make it seem like it's my insecurity. You know what I'm saying? Like, Senzu is small. He works out, and he can't grow. So he's like, God warned, I hope your workouts are working. Like, does that even make sense? If you look at the two of us, does that even make sense to you, Ovi? It doesn't even make sense. I like, what the hell is he talking about? I've never heard this type of, yeah, this is just rubbish. Like, what the hell are you talking about, Sauce Kid? You a nigga that, Sauce Kid can't even buy 500 naira suya in Nigeria, man. I don't know what the hell he talking about money for. And he said that he's in America, he wasn't making dollars. Okay, Sauce Kid, you in America, nigga, are you on the radio? Are you known out there? How the hell are you making this your money? How? You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand it. I know Sauce Kid is a nigga that anytime he's in the VIP, you know, he goes around mooching, looking for a nigga to drink his drink. You know, if you got drink, Sauce Kid gonna be there drinking. And the funny thing about Sauce talking smack is that everybody in the industry, I don't have to call names, everybody in the industry knows Sauce thing. That nigga's a broke nigga looking for somebody to give him something. That's Sauce Kid, man. That's Sauce.
Yeah, but it looks like he's drinking fairly out in Texas, you know, like he's not used to be talking about the car and stuff. I mean, it looks like the brand is not himself.
Like he's balling, he got a car and stuff. Is that what you're saying? My dude, man. It's just like when he was here, he was taking pictures with cars too. You know what I'm saying? When the nigga didn't have 300 naira in his pocket, he was recording too much money with me. So I don't think anything gonna change. You know what I'm saying? I honestly don't believe anything gonna change. Where does Sauce stay? You know what I'm saying? He's a dude that like to brag about what he's doing. Where does he live? When he was in H-Town, where did he live? I guarantee you, it is a 95.999,000% chance that that's not Sauce's car. You know what I'm saying? If you see Sauce, you know, Sauce will borrow a car to come to a nigga's crib. You know what I'm saying? Not because his car is not moving, because that's what Sauce does, man. That is Sauce Kid. He came to a party in my crib in Lagos. You know, we gave him a bottle of Hennessy, a brand new bottle of Hennessy. He put it on the ground, drank our Hennessy, and took the bottle to go. You know, he's a loser. The guy's a bum, man. You know?
On that issue, how about the 100 grand? I mean, because he's saying, on your record, you mentioned the 100 grand
Yeah.
and how you gave him 100 grand. But
Yeah.
he's saying he actually got the money from Serengeti.
He's a fool. Listen, Ovi, I've never met a nigga that lie like Sauce Kid. I actually think that there's something. I think that he has a mental problem. I think that there's something really wrong with this kid. We were sitting down together, me and Sauce Kid. You know, he hears me talking about how much I love my kids. Now Sauce Kid says he loves his kids. You know what I'm saying? He was sitting down saying, oh, he hasn't seen his daughter. You know when somebody doesn't want to say, hey, my nigga, I need some money, he starts telling you his problems and shit. Yeah, man, I haven't seen my daughter, man. Oh, my fans think I'm doing so well, but I'm just so bored here, man. I can't even buy pepper soup. And he was just acting like a little, you know, like a little bitch, you know? So I said, okay, you know, as a friend, you know, I said, okay, sit, let me try to raise you a little bit of money. So I raised him 100K. You know what I'm saying? When I raised him the money, you know what I'm saying? I thought that this nigga was gonna be like, you know, since he's talking about his daughter, I thought this nigga was gonna be like, you know, responsible about the shit. And immediately I gave that nigga Sauce Kid that money. He called his girlfriend. What's up, baby? Yeah, man. Well, what you want to eat? Yeah, I got some point and kill coming. But he started bouncing around and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He flipped his hat. You know what I'm saying? He's a bum, man. You can ask Serengeti. You can ask Josh. You know what I'm saying? If we paid him to be on Too Much Money, that's another lie. Yeah, everything he says, if you listen to his record, almost everything he says is reverse. If he's insecure that his album or his mixtape didn't sell, he says mine didn't sell. If he's insecure about about being in Nigeria, not seeing his daughter. He says, that's what I'm doing. If he's insecure about being short and being a small-ass little midget, he says, little nigga. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Hey, it was just very funny. That's why when everybody was saying, oh, Sasuke murdered you before they heard my record, I just kept on putting smiley faces because it was just so funny, man. If I was a Sasuke fan, I would feel terrible to follow somebody who thinks I'm an idiot. Any Sasuke fan is listening to this, just know that the nigga that you following thinks that you are an idiot. To the point where he can just lie, he can just say anything to you, and you'll believe it.
Okay, so let's move on a bit. Now, as far as, because most people didn't know what was going on at first, and then, the news came out, and you went ahead, and you reacted to the news on Twitter, there was a huge outburst from you, and you talked about a lot of people, but why is that outburst, though? Like, what do you have to say to the list, and why did you go on social media to...